Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia for Dr. Tranquility Talks, Conscious Dating and Relationships. Today we have an amazing, amazing woman, very talented. Her name is Amanda Mickler, and she owns Accomplice in Company. And I was blessed to have one of their candles. It's still burning, by the way, and it's been a bit of time, and I've been hovering and burning it all the time. So it should have burned all the way down. It's long lasting. It smells gorgeous. The aromas are incredible. There are crystals in the candle. And I just wanted to say thank you to Amanda again and have her on the show so she can tell us all more about these amazing candles and what's behind them and how she came to start the company. We're going to be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Tranquility, and I want to tell you about my protocol, date therapy. It's been seen on BBC and The View and Fox and ABCnews.com and so many other places. It's an inside-out protocol. So if you're really trying to figure out what it is that you're looking for, maybe you're new to the dating game, perhaps you're back in the dating game after a breakup or a divorce, this is a protocol that helps you get in touch with your true desires, your wants. And it helps you to formulate a sort of guide on a subconscious level that you can then use with matchmakers and dating sites and Tinder and everything else you want to use it with to really cut through the BS, yeah? Cut through all the extraneous stuff and just get to the core of what you're looking for and what your desires are. Date therapy. You'll find it on datetherapy.com. I am Dr. Tranquility. Stay tuned.
This is Cindy Warren of Blue Tree Coaching. I can be found at www.bluetree-coaching.com. I'm a life coach who helps people get results using neuroscience, mindfulness, and proven coaching techniques. You can check me out at www.bluetree-coaching.com.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here. So I want to get right into it. How do you make these fantastic candles and what makes them so special?
Sure. So I hand make them and hand pour them in our kitchen well over a year to kind of learn. I had the idea in November 2020 to make my own candle. I love candles as well. And I was like, oh, I'll be up and running by Christmas time. And little did I know, I just launched this year, so January 2022. But
timing is everything, girl. Timing is everything. So it's the perfect time.
I read a quote the other day. It says, when you rush, you don't go anywhere. And I try to remember that because I'm constantly rushing. And so had I known it was going to take over a year, I probably would have slowed down and probably would have launched sooner had I not been rushing.
Yeah.
But health and wellness is super important to me, so I wanted to make sure everything about the candle was also healthy. So the wax that I use is a coconut soy wax. It's clean burning. It's non-toxic, free from a lot of the bad stuff that's in a lot of the other candles on the market. So I use our wood wicks that are sustainably sourced. And then in the candle that you have, the crystal candle, the dust cover is seed paper. So once your candle burns all the way down, you can fill this ceramic jar up with soil and plant this and it'll grow flowers.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I was trying to think of what to do with it. Now I know.
Yes. You can plant this and it'll grow beautiful flowers.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I'll take you up on that. Because I don't think I have that anymore. I think I probably...
Okay.
may have put it to the side. So how did you come up with this idea to do these amazing candles?
Thank you. I put my son to sleep one night, and I love candles, as I said, and I lit a candle, and I just thought, I needed more money. And so I was like, oh, you know what? What if I start my own business and put everything that I love into something I love? And the way I believe, like, it would have to work.
Right.
And so that's what I did. And I just researched how to make candles, and it took some time. But, that's how I started. I took my stimulus money from 2020 and just bought all the materials that I needed.
How creative. How smart. What a great idea. I love that you decided to follow a dream. We have another guest tonight, you guys. His name is, what is your son's name?
Oh, my son. Lennox.
Lennox in the background.
Okay.
Hi, Lennox. Say hi to everyone.
But my son is so the name of my company is Accomplice and Company. And the idea was, we're an accomplice to whatever intention you're trying to set. The tagline is to set your intentions on fire. So in addition to us being your accomplice, he's been my accomplice on this candle journey.
I saw him at mailing candles out on Instagram.
Yes, that's his favorite part.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. The candles, I have tried them myself. They are amazing. I have been like hoarding my little candle because it's starting to burn down. I'm going to have to call you up and order, because I just love the candles. They come with these wonderful crystals, and they're very... Can you hold up your candle? Because I didn't want to hold mine up since it was...
No worries. Let me go. It's in the other room. Let me go grab it real quick.
Okay. So while she's doing that, it's so great to start a business. I commend you so much for... starting your second business in your love. During the day, guys, she does PR at iHeartRadio. So she knows the radio game.
And
marketing.
Yes, marketing.
So she really knows the game of radio.
That was the other part. It's like, I know marketing and I'm creative. So let me just, what you're good at in your regular 9-to-5 job, you can put into like a side hustle or something you're passionate about.
You can. Yeah. It's so exciting when you do that as well. I mean, you get so much out of it. And it's a wonderful way to pursue a dream. Oh, good. You have
it. For sure.
Okay.
Yes, here's a peace candle.
Peace.
And then that's the dust cover. That's the seed paper that you can plant once your candle burns down. And then those are...
the crystals. They're beautiful.
So each candle has a unique blend of fragrance and crystals. So the peace candle is infused with amethyst crystals and lavender and sage to help you with your intention of peace. Or like the love candle that you have is infused with rose and patchouli and rose quartz crystals.
Gorgeous candle. Mm-hmm. The smell is amazing. Because sometimes people misuse patchouli. And it's just the right amount. It's fantastic.
A little bit. I wanted to add it because I didn't want it like too flowery. Like I wanted to add a little something to make it different. So I'm glad you like it.
Yes. So, and these are the candles that you can find on your website at...
Yes. AccompliceandCompany.com.
Great. And you're on Instagram at Accomplice and Company, right?
Yes.
And so people can find you. What is something that's really special about the candle that you want our audience to know? And what was the impetus for creating it? Like, what was the reason, the purpose behind creating these candles?
The original reason was when I lit that candle that night and when the idea came to me, when I light candles, it sounds corny or like silly, but I don't feel alone anymore. It's like there's another energy in the room when you light a candle. And so that was the other idea behind the name Accomplice. It's just like we're somebody else who can be with you when you feel alone. You light the candle. And it's also another level of commitment to your intention. You're physically doing something. So if your intention is love, you're lighting this love candle physically, kind of, and taking it to another level of commitment to your intention. So.
Okay. So that's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And give everyone your Instagram account again.
Accomplice in, just the letter N company. And then my website is accompliceandcompany.com.
Okay, make sure you get the N on Instagram and the and.com. Very good. Well, sweetie, thank you so much, Amanda, for being with us. And I thank you for my candle. It was lovely. And it was lovely having you on the show today on Dr. Tranquility Talks, Conscious Dating and Relationships of All Kinds. So we are going to promote with Amanda, I think. We're going to do something to get some of these candles out there and get people buzzing.
Look at my buddy.
Perfect. That's the perfect thing. Look, he's got a candle on his head. I'm loving it. Oh, don't drop it, sweetie.
Okay.
Well, Amanda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all's patience with my son. I know it's not the ideal situation. There's a lot happening, so I appreciate you.
I appreciate your son. I love the way he helps out, wrapping and packaging and shipping. He's great. And he's very well behaved. He's about 2.
He's 2 and a half. Yes, he'll be 3.
Very well behaved for a 2-year-old. Extremely well behaved. So thanks for being with us, sweetie. And we will speak with you soon, okay?
Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. Enjoy yours.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Amanda Mickler. And Amanda's really wonderful. She owns Accomplice in Company or accompliceandcompany.com. These are hand poured in her kitchen. She puts in crystals and an amazing amount of love. She's a single mom, and this is a joint effort that they do. She does with her 2.5-year-old son. And it's just wonderful. The candles smell divine. She uses a serious amount of the actual essential oil. Those of you who know me know I have a background in botanical meds. So she uses a serious amount, more than you would normally find in a candle of this sort. So it's really worth it. They're not very expensive. Get yourself over to Accomplice in Company. And we will be right back.
Are you done waking up with horrible hangovers from a great night out with friends? Do you have issues eating, sleeping, or stomach discomfort? Is it challenging to stay relaxed, focused, or even stress-free throughout the day? If so, then it might be time for a lifted experience. Hi, my name is Tasleem Matuma, and I'm the owner of Lifted Infused Tea, which are all natural tea blends infused with herbs, fruits, tonics, and or alcohol for wellness and leisure. Our blend types come with either alcohol, like our rum tea punch, or hemp extract, like our alcohol-free mango peach blend. All tea blends are made with natural ingredients.
I'm Dominique from TeasAndSteams.com, an all-natural, herbal-based wellness company. We have a range of botanical-rich products to support you on your self-care journey, which means we have the teas and steams you need to transform and purify your mind, body, and soul. You can find us on all social media at Teas and Steams. Email us at info.teasandsteams@gmail.com or our website at teasandsteams.com.
Hi, welcome back to Dr. Tranquility Talks, Conscious Dating and Relationships of All Kinds. And I'm just so excited to constantly be finding these amazing people like this beautiful woman in your screen. We can't actually share it because we're both in the studio. But this beautiful woman has founded Gaia Goddess. Mm-hmm. And it is an incredible line of fabulous clothes, is coming. I have one of their sweatshirts. I never take it off at home. It's perfect. They have lectures and talks. It's a community of a sisterhood of women who are herbalists and mind-body medicine practitioners of all sorts, and astrologers and astronomers and botanists and botanical therapists. So, you know, so many different types of women who come together in unity and create this beautiful Gaia goddess message. So, Maria Marshall, my love, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you today, Lydia.
Happy to have you. So happy to have you. So I have to ask you, what was the impetus for Gaia Goddess?
Well, I'm not sure I was consciously aware of what was going on when I first started having the vision of this business. I was on a spiritual path, a lot of healing, a lot of trauma, and just going through life as we all do. And the name Gaia Goddess came to me. I sometimes hear things, and I didn't think I was going crazy because at the moment I wanted to put out a line of eco fashion. My daughter corrected me on that pronunciation. thank you, Danielle. And anyways, I had originally thought it was just going to be t-shirts and sweatshirts like you have with conscious slogans, because I love to write. I'm a writer, and I love the power of the word, and yes, I love to make people think. But I also found out in time I also like to make people feel. And as we started down this path of developing the graphics and the words and sourcing the blanks at first before we would go into production, we realized it wasn't t-shirts. Mm-hmm. It was something so much bigger than that, that really, I feel my whole life was a preparation for the birth of this business. And many people that I'm working with also have similar stories. The healers, I've been to many healers. I'm a healer myself. I've worked with homeless women and children. I'm trained in Reiki, but I use sound. I use my voice. So all of these modalities that I was bringing into the world, I didn't realize at the time, but I wanted to bring them to a bigger platform and to women, because I myself had gone through, and am still going through, a transformation. Yes. And an awakening. And yes, I believe this time, you know, on the planet is a really great opportunity. So I'm very much called to work with women. I have been working with them, you know, energetically. But I also want to give them all an opportunity to discover the healer within. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what it's about. It's about tapping within. And of course, you need resources, and everybody has their own journey.
Right.
I've had a very unique journey. And that's why, yes, herbalism, shamanism, ancestral work, psychic readings, you know, learning how to tap into our own intuition, because as women, we're very strong that way. So that's what I hope to bring. Wonderful. Through the business. And it's revealed itself to me slowly, because if I saw the whole vision at once, I told you I would have gone running for the hills. There's no way. So I'm grateful to the spirit of this business for slowly taking me gently. And now here we are.
Wonderful. Well, it's fantastic business. And we are going to get into it when we come right back with the original founder of Gaia Goddess, Miss Maria Marshall. Stay tuned.
This is Cindy Warren of Blue Tree Coaching. I can be found at www.bluetree-coaching.com. I'm a life coach who helps people get results using neuroscience, mindfulness, and proven coaching techniques. You can check me out at www.bluetree-coaching.com.
Maria, what is something that you've received while getting your message out there?
Well, I'm still getting the message out there.
Yeah.
As you know, we haven't launched yet.
Not officially.
But as we, it was just listening to Jesse's book, Don't Just Sit There, Do Nothing on the Tao.
Yes.
And one of the big messages I got was I was facing obstacles, right? Because every business has its obstacles and you grow from them. But they're daunting at times. And I saw water and I heard, you can go around it, you can go over it, and I'm not allowed to swear, but you can put a stick of dynamite under it and blow it away, the boulder, you know, that was in front of me. And I was listening in Jesse's book, it's kind of like, screw it, I'm water. And I just heard that the other day. And to remember that we are fluid and that we can flow and trust is really a big message for me. And I think for everyone, you know, to stay in the present and not go to fear, which is so easy to go to.
Absolutely. And those of you who will remember Jesse Kanzer, who turned out for our event that we did a long time. We did it a couple of months ago now. It's been a couple of months. And we had a women's night event that was so much fun. And Jesse Kanzer was actually one of the speakers. And we are going to get her on the show as well. So you'll be able to hear from her. But she talks about the Tao Te Ching. And she goes through everything, but very realistically and very down to earth in a way. She breaks it down to brass tacks and in a way where you can really understand what the message is.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying the book. It's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Her voice
She's
is wonderful.
So great. I love Jesse and I are friends.
Thank
I
you
love
for introducing
Jesse.
Us.
You're welcome. So what is some part of your message that you would like to get out today? Like what's something you want to talk about? Because there are so many, there's so much to talk about here. There's so many aspects of Gaia, goddess. There's just so many.
I mean, I think the message that I want the yin, the feminine on the planet to know and embody is that we are all one. And it, together in sisterhood, we can support one another. We can find our medicine. We can support one another to be the healers that we each are, because we each have the ability to transmute the old stories, limitations, the traumas we've, you know, had as children. And there's so much beauty and love in the world. We just need to come together. And I actually, one of the things I want to do very soon, it's been on my mind and on my heart to do is just to start off with a Zoom, like with the women that we were all together with in Connecticut, you know, just the venting.
That was amazing.
You know, the networking, the resources that we each have to support one another, because maybe what I can't get through, you can help me with.
Yes.
And, you know, what I don't want to carry, someone else might take it on. And it's just being there for one another, because the old paradigm of competition isn't working and it's a lie. And we have to come together, and we have to come together to shift the planet, which is our mother, which is a feminine energy, and to help each other embody the divine, to embody their own power. And then, no, then we'll balance with the masculine on the planet and everything will be beautiful.
Yay.
I mean, it already is, but you know what I mean.
Beautiful. You're making it much more beautiful. I know there are so many aspects of Gaia, goddess. What's one of your favorites? I know you have a few babies, so.
You mean Gaia, goddess, the business?
The business.
The aspects?
The aspects, the idea, the concept.
Gosh. You tell me. Well, we haven't really delved into the clothing yet. And although I have a background in fashion, I've always kind of born, you know, loving to express through the way I dress. I'm excited about that, but I'm most excited about bringing wellness to women. There's so many aspects of womanhood, like being mothers. And, you know, I did not have in my life that I could have been empowered through, such as financial literacy or understanding, you know, even marital contracts. And there's so much. So I'm really excited. And actually the retreats, I love going on retreats, and we had some taste of that, out in Connecticut. But what I'm noticing is as I'm thinking, imagining, visioning these beautiful retreats, I want to go to every single one of them. I mean, I want to go to Greece and I want that healer. And I would really have a hard time missing out on one of our retreats.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to.
No, I don't. I really don't. And that's a great, you know, when you're excited about what you're creating and you want to be a part of it, I guess, you know, you're going down the right road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I had a beautiful time in Connecticut. We all gathered in Connecticut at Maria's home, which is magnificent.
Oh,
magnificent.
Thanks.
And just did a lot of sharing, a lot of eating.
A lot of releasing. Emotional releases. Yeah.
Walking. You know, they went on a walk. You went on a wonderful hike. Yeah. And
oh, the nature there is spectacular.
Fantastic.
Oh my God. So much plant medicine. The energy of that area, the ancestral energy, it's just kind of insane. And just the animals, the hawks are always flying over my property. The bobcats, the deer, bears, I mean, regular, you know, show of animals showing up on the property, but it's really stunning there as you know. But it's also energetically very supportive to the healing process. I transitioned out of a marriage and during a pandemic in that house by myself. And I have to say that, you know, a lot of healing went down in that home. And I feel it's very supportive.
It is.
You know, it's really where my roots are.
It feels very healing the minute you walk in.
Yeah, pretty much. As you know, some of our sisters started having releases before we even did any sound bath or cacao ceremony. They just got there and started releasing, which is beautiful.
And there are going to be amazing retreats around the world.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about the clothing line. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what I'm seeing to start would be women's, although I do see children's coming in. And what we see is like kind of the outfits. Have you been to Tulum, Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. There's a line, sort of Caravana, just more natural dyes, natural materials, going back to the more minimalistic modern clothing, but accentuated with indigenous patterns that we really want to work with indigenous cultures and women across the globe. So whether that's a woven satchel or belt or, you know, like really great moccasins, I just see blending the modern with these indigenous type patterns and older looking, you know, pieces from around the world. So,
right.
I mean, we haven't begun sourcing. I have a lot of teammates and friends that have been doing healing in Mexico, Guatemala, Peru, and they're very in touch with indigenous culture. So I'm sure we'll bring on a team of amazing creative designers and, go from there. But right now the focus is on building the community because it will be our community buys our clothes. So it's kind of interesting because, as you know, our logo is the Triskel, which it, for the people who are listening, it's like three spirals put together, and that stands for the maiden, the mother, and the wise woman. But that's also the three parts of our business. That's our clothing, our online educational content, and our retreat in-person experiences. So we work a lot with a three, the pyramid, the three, the number three, and that particular symbol.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I had such a beautiful time, you know, over that weekend. Mm. It was wonderful.
Aww.
I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you.
I enjoyed you.
Thank Megwin White for bringing us together and all the
thank
other beautiful.
Thank you, Megwin White.
Thanks,
Haptic
Megwin.
Body.
She's amazing and also so synchronistic how I met her. And you know, what I know is when you're marching down the right path, a lot of these things just align, these synchronicities of the connections of even the people that are working with us. You have your obstacles, as I mentioned before, but they just sort of flow to you. And I do believe that this business is going to help a lot of people.
And what is something you want people to know about Gaia Goddess?
Oh, gosh, there's so much. It's hard to narrow it down. Well, you know, Gaia Goddess is a spirit of the earth. And I didn't know that when I picked the name. I thought I was being clever and using alliteration. I knew Gaia meant earth, and I knew what goddess meant, but I didn't know literally Gaia Goddess means spirit of the earth, you know, mother. And we are all connected to her, especially as women, because we all have wombs and cycles and this amazing creative energy. So I love connecting to the earth and bringing everything back to the earth as women, connecting to the earth. So a big part of Gaia Goddess obviously is healing the earth. Yeah. You know, so we, in all our choices that we make, it's really around how do we work with our home, our mother, our supporter, our nurturer, and nurture each other.
Wonderful. Well, we will be right back with Maria Marshall from Gaia Goddess.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tranquility, and I want to tell you about my protocol, date therapy. It's been seen on BBC and The View and Fox and ABCnews.com and so many other places. It's an inside-out protocol. So if you're really trying to figure out what it is that you're looking for, maybe you're new to the dating game, perhaps you're back in the dating game after a breakup or a divorce, this is a protocol that helps you get in touch with your true desires, your wants. And it helps you to formulate a sort of guide on a subconscious level that you can then use with matchmakers and dating sites and Tinder and everything else you want to use it with to really cut through the BS. Yeah? Cut through all the extraneous stuff and just get to the core of what you're looking for and what your desires are. Date therapy. You'll find it on datetherapy.com. I am Dr. Tranquility. Stay tuned. And we are back with Dr. Tranquility Talks, Conscious Dating and Relationships. And we have the lady herself, Maria Marshall, in studio with us, talking about her company, Gaia Goddess. So, Maria, what was the initial inspiration? What was the initial impetus for Gaia Goddess?
Well, I guess, really, as I explained before, it was to help create consciousness, which, right, you know, to me is also healing, right?
Yes.
So as I was going through my own awakening, which happened, I don't know, about 10 years ago at the death of my mother, so there was just this huge desire. It was okay, you know, thank you, but it was an opportunity in many ways for me to turn inward. And that's one of the things also we as women are not. My mother was like a martyr, you know, and doing. And we come from a Greek heritage and where all the women are always cooking and doing. And my mother was widowed young with 5 children. So I saw her always doing for us, but I didn't really experience her being so much. And taking care of herself, like asking what does she want out of life? And for most of my life, that's the way I led it. And I realized that the root of all healing is self-love and nurturing of the self. Sure. So I believe that was my journey. I'm still in the process, but I want other women to understand that the best contribution you can make if you're a mother to your children and to the world is really to love yourself and be the fullest expression of your light and come into healing. And then you can really show the way for others. I know as I have 3 children, I'm not sure that all the time that they were thrilled with my healing practices. They thought it was the weird mom doing Reiki and crystals and all this other stuff. But they have a lot of respect for me today, just that I have the courage to.
We all do. All of us.
Oh,
I have total respect. My hand is burning, but have total respect for you.
Well, it's just, I think the person I was prior to embarking on this path would have never dared to dream even a vision half the size of this. And I guess that's what I'm showing. And I'm really walking the talk of, like, you can heal yourself and change and create in this world. And yeah, you don't have to repeat the old stories. Right.
How did you come up with the vision for Gaia?
I think it was downloaded. Honestly, okay. I wish, like I said, we had that whole idea for t-shirts. We had 20 graphics design hours and hours on a brand book that now is outdated because we're not doing t-shirts anymore and conscious slogans. But we had to take it that far to think about brand colors and to think about what our logo look like. And then something very bizarre happened. You know, the printer we had lined up just wasn't coming through. It wasn't going to happen. And then I was like, wow, we're not even supposed to do t-shirts anymore. And then my, you know, Kevin, who I was working with, mm-hmm. and Parker, like, what? Just total rebranded. And that's when I started to see and hear and imagine what this really wanted to be. And it was like, let's take Maria slowly. We're going to let her think it's t-shirts. But meanwhile, we'll get our branding done. We'll get her to think it's a small investment because we show her how much she really has to believe in herself. She'll probably go running away. So it's like, I do think that spirit leads us. I am a very spiritual being. I do know that there is a spirit behind this brand that is working with me and giving me messages. And I know that sounds kooky, but that's my belief system. So
that's wonderful. No, it's wonderful. And the fact that you came up with the creation of Gaia Goddess, it's just so amazing. And I feel so lucky to be a part of the community.
Oh, we're so lucky. I'm honored. Oh, so thank you so much. Thank and you've you. Been just a great I friend so. Since we met and a great supporter. I really appreciate all the wonderful women and healers you've connected me to. And I have a feeling we're going to have a nice, long, beautiful ride.
Definitely. Yeah. What in wrapping up here, what is something that you want people to take away from this interview or from Gaia Goddess? You know?
Well, I'm just speaking to any woman interested in growing and learning and empowering herself. We have opportunities. We will have the online content. We'll have events, one day events. There'll be so many resources to tap into, and then with the app down the road, ways to connect and stay connected to community. I mean, I think after the pandemic, we all want to mm-hmm. show up in person, you know, put our heels on and get dressed up. And but I think that there's going to be the world is forever changed with Zoom and working remotely. So there's the room and the planet for both in person brings us all women all around the world can be in a class together now. Isn't that beautiful?
It's amazing.
And then they can meet each other in person at our retreats. Or, you know, events. So I think I just want women to know that it's coming. It's there. There's a beautiful sisterhood out there just ready to welcome you with open arms and support you on your journey. And yeah, that's pretty much
it. It's beautiful. Well, I thank you so much, Maria, for being with us tonight. It's been, and I thank you for your vision. Gaia Goddess is an amazing community of women and very strong, each with their own individual gifts and it just that and all the sharing and caring and love and community that goes into Gaia Goddess is just incredible.
Yeah. And all women are strong and all women have gifts, you know, yeah. So we get to discover that together and help each other shine.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you for having me too.
Thank you
I
for
really
being here.
Love getting to know you and being on your show.
Thank you. Yes, I was actually, we recorded for Maria's show the other day. So yeah. It was wonderful. Last week.
It was last week, right?
Yeah. It mm-hmm. seems like so long ago.
It does.
It was last week. Yeah. And it was wonderful. Wonderful show. So welcome to the community of podcasting.
Oh, it's fun.
And
so far.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Maria Marshall of Gaia Goddess, tell everyone how they can find you.
Well, our Instagram right now is in a process of change as we just started creating some content. So it's Gaia Goddess Lifestyle, the Instagram. And our Band-Aid solution of the website is also GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. And in about a few weeks, we'll have the full-blown website up. And probably by September, we'll have free meditations, free self-hypnosis, and we'll be gearing up for our classes. And we'll also probably by September have the launch party. So everything be coming down. We just had the first week of production. So I think in about 3-4 months, there's a lot we're giving, and we have a beautiful offering of a free membership. So you just get to show up and have all of these offerings for free. And then down the road, we'll have 3 tiers, but we'll always want to offer something for those who can't, you know, don't have the money for the membership or think they don't have the money. And also, other tiers of membership, they'll have its perks, but the community is really coming together is our greatest offering, I believe.
Yes.
You know, finding the strength with each other.
Yes, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful community. I am a member of the community. So if you have any questions on how to contact Maria, perhaps you forget, just reach out to me at drtranquility@gmail.com and I will be happy to connect you. Thank you, my love. It was wonderful to see you and to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay. So that was a wonderful interview that we just had with Maria Marshall of Gaia Goddess. And it is a wonderful line and a wonderful community of women. She has her own clothing line. There are workshops. There are free things that they're starting right now, but there will be 3 tiers of membership, wonderful retreats in amazing destinations. So check out Gaia Goddess Lifestyle on Instagram or GaiaGoddess.com. And I thank you for being with me tonight. For all those who don't know me, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia, and we will be back for another show in next week when you can tune in and see us. Thank you for joining us. We kind of snuck on live tonight, so we haven't told people that we're going to be on, which is a good thing. So this was a test run. I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia. For Dr. Tranquility Talks, conscious dating and relationships of all kinds. Be kind to yourselves and to one another. Both are important. Take care. Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia for Dr. Tranquility Talks, conscious dating and relationships of all kinds. We have a fun and informative show. We have on matchmakers and dating experts and relationship doctors and just all kinds of fun and interesting people, including some very accurate readers. You're going to love it. We're talking with you about your dating and relationship situations. And then we have really great down-to-earth advice to give you the tools you need for a great date or a fantastic mate. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've had such a good show today, haven't we? And it's all female power. So, Christy D. Price is a certified matchmaker, a dating and life coach. She's a success mindset coach. She's dedicated her life to helping professionals achieve their dreams through her experience as a wealth manager, a life coach, and an executive coach, a nationally acclaimed equestrian. I love that about her. And Christy has consistently helped her clientele establish and reach their goals.
She has become the, I'm going to add the word consummate, connector and coach in many capabilities, but the one she is most passionate about is her current endeavor, helping people find healthy and loving relationships. And we just love that about her. Hello, Christy. How are you? Ooh, gorgeous background, darling.
Thank you. I'm fantastic. How are you doing today?
Wonderfully well. So you will find Christy at website www.christyprice. Let me change the names here. Okay, Christy Price at christyprice.com. She's also on Instagram. Christy, can you tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram?
Yes, at Christy D. Price on Instagram.
And it's, she has a lovely following. There we go. Okay. I wanted that name up there. So, so tell us about your work. Tell us all about what you do and how you do it. Not exactly what, because I know some of that is for your clientele. But just give us an idea of your work as an executive and dating and life coach.
Well, I've always loved helping people reach their dreams throughout my whole life. So I've been a life coach, executive coach, like equestrian. I went through Jack Canfield's success mindset coaching 2 years ago. So I've always been about goal setting, you know, that type of thing. And throughout your life, whatever you want to achieve, you have to take the steps to get there, whether that's your career or health or love. So when I got divorced, I realized that I needed to make some changes in my own life. And I was that executive woman that, you know, didn't need a man and was very fixed everyone's problems. And I realized I lost my feminine energy. So that's the real reason I first got into this, is to kind of help other women not make the same mistakes I did as well, because I tend to attract, I used to attract, you know, the wrong kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I love connecting people. I did that for business. So I started helping men and women with the coaching piece and kind of putting their best foot out there, being able to track the one through their energy, because you have to really love your life first before you're going to attract the right one. And I've read a lot about what you do as well. I think you're in line with that, correct?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I believe in the subconscious mind to do it. But when you utilize the subconscious mind, actually is responsible for 90% of what we do. The conscious mind is responsible for 10. So I think it's really important in the way that we think and operate. So I think it's really important that, you know, you use and put out there what you're truly looking for. You're saying it so well.
Thank you. Yeah, I read what you do as well. We're very aligned. So I do believe what you put out, you attract. And I have my clients actually do a love intention and write out what they're looking for and how they want to feel. Not just a checklist of what they want, but how they want to feel in that relationship once they're in it.
Right.
Which I think
makes sense.
Because I think a lot of people, some people want a relationship so bad that they go, all right, this person has all my checklists, but they may not be aligned spiritually or soulfully or in other areas. So if you start feeling off around that person, there's probably a reason for it. And some of us disregard that.
Yes. I think that's so true. And it's the same with, it's as you well said, goal setting. You know, you have to set your goals and what you want to accomplish. And meeting a partner is no different.
Exactly. And then it's about creating the opportunity once you've done that. So whether that's through online dating or going to events or hiring me as a matchmaker to help make those introductions, where I screen people on both sides and I make sure they're aligned with their value systems and interests and hobbies and life goals and relationship goals. Like, however that looks to the individual, some people have different paths they want to take. The main thing is your goal setting and you're creating opportunities and you're aligned with how you feel and you go with your intuition during the process.
Yeah, it's so powerfully important. It's so powerful. And I love that you're doing this. It's wonderful. So have you had some success stories in your work? I'm sure you have many.
I have. Yeah, it's really great. The ones that are my favorite. My first people I ever introduced, within a year, they were married and they had their first baby on the way about a year and a half after that. And the ones that I love, and some of the people I introduce now,
their end goal is not marriage, it's a relationship. Maybe they've already been married and whatever. So it's about finding the right match. And the ones I love helping the most are the ones that have this huge checklist on looks. Like they have to look this way and this way and this way and have this. And then when I get them out of their own way and open to, I mean, obviously if you're an active person, it's what's active and fit or whatever that may be. But if you want blonde, blue eyed, and come on. So when I get people to kind of open their eyes and cast a wider net and be open to true love, that's aligned with the external and the internal, that's really awesome when they find the person that they that is their person. They're like, I never would have met this person if you couldn't have opened my eyes and helped me kind of get past my own blocks. So that's what I really love.
I love that. It's wonderful. So tell us, what was the impetus personally for you to start doing matchmaking? Because everyone has their own matchmaking story. What brought them
to
matchmaking, I've noticed.
So originally I was not going to do matchmaking. I love coaching because that's what I did my whole life. But what happened was I ate a lot of train wrecks out of I had a great husband. We just didn't align in certain areas. This great person, ex-husband, I should say. And I see the world through rose-colored glasses. So I started online dating. I was dating some people that weren't really aligned with what I wanted, like narcissists, or they weren't relationship-oriented, or, you know, whatever. So I did a lot of soul-searching for myself. So I originally did this to help others not make the same mistakes I did, because I made a lot.
Right.
And now I started coaching. Right. Exactly. And it's still not perfect. We learn from our experiences, right? And it's about not beating ourselves up. So once I started, helping people that way, some of my clients were like, I don't want an online date. I don't have time to go out on my own and do this, or don't have the desire to go out on my own to meet people. So will you please help introduce me to people? So it was always a good connector for business, and it just was kind of fit. So that's how the matchmaking came about. And I love connecting people. And that's how it was a desire my clients had. And I went through, there's a matchmaking institute in New York City to learn more about it. And yes, that's why I thought I can really help people.
Wonderful. I love that. And now you're doing so well helping people. And yes, Getting your message out. You're a wonderful speaker.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on your show. It's been a fantastic opportunity.
Well, I've loved having you on the show. You've been great. And
Thank you.
Wonderful. And we'll have to talk about bringing you back in some capacity.
I would love that. You have great energy. And this has been very fun. So I appreciate
Aww,
it.
I'm so glad. Well, have a lovely evening. I am going to chat with you off air. So
okay.
I will speak with you in a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
And again, Libby, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Christy
Price. I've had so many guests today. Christy Price. Christy, can you tell us again where everyone can find you?
Sure. My website is ChristyDPrice.com, ChristyDPrice.com. Yeah, see, it's not correct in the
no,
CG. So there's actually a D in there.
Okay.
And then on there, if they want to schedule a free consultation, they can do that online or email me or have any questions, please feel free to reach out.
Wonderful.
ChristyDPrice.com.
DPrice.
Thank you.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
We will make sure we change that. Christy DPrice, like the price is right.
Yes, that's so funny. What? Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. Well, it was lovely chatting with you, and we'll have you back soon.
You too. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, hi guys. So Christy D Price, make sure you get that .com. And we're so excited. We feel honored and blessed to have had her come on the show and chat with us a bit. I am going to be speaking with her on Instagram because I think she is our messenger, because I think she is a wonderful speaker and has a great voice and has a good message to share with people. And so did Libby. Libby was very interesting. I love the fact that she was across the pond. Coming up now, we are going to have Dr. Brian. And Dr. Brian's going to come on and he's going to talk with us. And we have some big things coming up over the next couple of weeks. We've got a great show segment with him tonight, and we have a great segment with him next week as well. I'm really excited. They're both good. So it's going to be wonderful to bring on Dr. Ryan. Hey, Dr. Brian.
Hi.
Ryan, pardon me for being so familiar.